Hello, and welcome to the podcast for all of us who love to read about the same two idiots over and over. We talk to the authors and the fans of the brilliant world of Dramione Fix and learn how they got here. It's all about what I like to call the Dramione effect. A quick disclaimer before you get into this episode, we talk about explicit rated fix on this podcast and are known to use vulgar language, discuss sex, drugs, and other possibly triggering items. So as always with fanfiction, mind your tags. You can find all the relevant info about this episode in your show notes. Now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to the Dramione Effect.
I am so lucky to have Chelsea, aka Chels Writes a Fic, on the show with us. It's really funny. I love the internet so freaking much because it brings you like the coolest shit ever. I think it was last year sometime, I saw a rec from somebody and it was for a work in progress called The Best Mistake. And I immediately jumped on it because I don't know. I don't know if I'm like everybody, but maybe I am. I don't know. I love pregnancy trope. I love like idiots in love trope. I love all that stuff. So when I read, you know, kind of the tags on it and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I have to read it. I don't care if it's a work in progress. I quickly read everything that she had posted and then kind of forgot about it because it was a little bit. And then I think it was just earlier this month or late last month. Guess what happened? She came in and she finished it like a fucking boss. So I immediately was like, you need to come on this show because that's a fantastic fic and I want everybody to read it. So welcome, Chelsea.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Always here on the Dramione Effect, we want to know first things first, how did you get into fanfic?
Okay. So when I was a preteen teen, I had access to the internet that was not watched by my parents whatsoever.
We love that.
And I was on MuggleNet. I was on HP fanfiction. I was, you know, super fan looking for more from the Harry Potter universe. And I originally started out with Jilly and slowly started branching out. And when I was way too young to read it, I heard whispers of A Cruel and Beautiful World, like people talking about it, like this is a crazy fic. And I was changed forever. Probably I found like PDF of it. The author had already pulled it to make it a series.
Yeah, I have a bootleg PDF on too. I haven't actually went back and read it though. I searched it out and I was like, oh, I need to have this, you know, like tuck it away like fucking Niffler. It's just sitting in my iPad storage on this little PDF and I keep looking at it like, do I really want to go in there? Because it's, I don't know, I feel like it's such a commitment.
It is. And I haven't read it again since because I was a little bit traumatized by it because I was an adolescent. Like reading the PDF on my family computer in the living room. And there is like, it's very dark.
Right.
But it changed my life. Theodore Knott's characterization in it. Like my son is named Theodore.
I fucking love you. That's amazing.
I loved it so much. But then I fell out for a little bit. I quit reading fan fiction for just a little while through college. During the pandemic, like I heard about Manicode and I was like, let me jump back in. Let me see what this is about. And again, my life was changed. Yeah. I became a woman and here I am.
I mean, it brought me to a place where I had never, ever been before. And honestly, same. Yeah, for me, like the Manicode journey, it was one of those. I had not read any Harry Potter fan fiction up until that point. I had read other fan fictions, obviously Twilight or, you know, I mentioned it. I used to read BTS fan fiction just because it was hilarious.
I love the BTS fandom and their little fits. They're so silly and fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I'm ARMY like crazy. So, but like BTS fan fiction is so totally different than Dramione or any of the, you know, Harry Potter.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like absolutely a total opposition. So gosh, Cruel and Beautiful World. What a way to start.
Like I said, I had never experienced anything like that.
Yeah. How old were you when you read it?
I don't know the exact age, but I was like at least probably late middle school, early high school.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That was when I was really like on there.
Yeah, I think if I would have started reading Dramione when I was like that age, like 14, 15, I think I'd be a completely different person.
It's made me something. Well, I think.
Well, it's made you into a hell of a writer. That's for damn sure.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so in having this like long of a relationship with Dramione and fan fiction, what do you think is your like favorite one that you've read? Could you pick a favorite?
This like question is so difficult,
right?
Because I feel like I have like categories of favorites. But if I had to pick one that I go back to sometimes and read my favorite chapters and like has changed me again, like, I mean, they all changed me, but
right.
Measure of a Man is my number one favorite.
Because you know, that seems to be a consistent through line.
Yeah. The character deep dives, and it's not even just Hermione. It's like how Hermione views everyone else and like their relationships. Like, it's just a masterpiece, 100%. Yeah. And you know, I love a kid fic. I love him. And that sweet little Scorpius.
I know.
He's so cactus.
He's so wonderful, little mint. Love it so much. It's really funny. Like, when I went to read Measure of a Man, it took me a very long time. Like, I had an interesting relationship with that fic. I went through points where I was like, I hate this. Like, I could not do some parts of it because I was just like, it's taking too long. And I think that was just me. Like, yeah. It has nothing to do with the fic. It has 100% to do with like where I was at the time. And I was like, okay, you know what? No, like, this is great. I know it's great. Like, you're just being an idiot. Like, just go read a smutty one shot and get the fuck over with.
I kind of wonder if it would have been different because I started reading it when it was a whip.
Okay.
I feel like the chapters were maybe like easier to digest that way.
Perhaps.
I mean, she goes in or.
Oh, no shit. And I think that was the thing that I wasn't like, it was so in depth. And, you know, for parts of it, I was just like, this is a lot. I think it was just emotional. I wasn't in that where I wanted to get emotionally invested in something. And I think with that one, like, you very much get emotionally invested in it. And yeah, so I took breaks. I mean, I finished it. And by the time I was like, I don't know, maybe 3/4 of the way, I was in. I was like, okay, what was my problem?
The Death Eater side plot, like, so good.
A lot of people, we talk about this fic a lot on the podcast because it seems to be something that is consistently, you know, loved by everybody. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the fact that there was like literally like 18 different things going on.
Yeah.
That you were like, wait, what? Okay, cool. Okay, we're doing this now. All right. Okay. So now we're here. They
back
love
in
each
the
other.
Garden.
They're fucking. No, they're not. Nope. Nope. They're not even allowed to look at each other. Nope. Okay. Scorpius is sad. I don't like that. Like, there was just so much going on, but it was so fucking good at the same time. So it is a family favorite now for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So in the best mistake, like, what prompted you to even start that?
So I love, like you mentioned earlier, I love the pregnancy trope. It is my number one favorite. Love it so much. And yeah. I just run through all of them, like all
that,
the
you know what's funny is like that whenever I'm like in a mood, that's what I go read. I go read a Dilf Draco or like a pregnancy trope or like something where there's like family involved.
Yes.
Like, I want them all to be like happy and cozy. Like that's
what is more comforting.
I know, it's so good. Have you read well, never mind, we'll cut that out, we'll go later, but okay. Back to the best mistake, which we were fucking talking about before my ADD kicked in.
I get it.
So you love the pregnancy trope, so that's what you just wanted to write. That
I love it, and I was like, I was running out of fics, and I had, you know, more tropes. Like, I wanted to see pure blood courtship rituals. I wanted to see more. I always want more Oro Draco. So I was like, you know what? Let me give this a shot. I think I can do this. I made an outline, and I just started. Like, I've written before. I majored in English in college, so I'd done some writing. I just did it.
Well, you fucking did it.
I loved it.
It is a roller coaster ride of a fic because there's so, like, obviously not as many plot lines as Measure of a Man. Thank you for keeping it pretty easy to follow. The characterizations I think my favorite one in this, normally it's Theo. I love Theo in this fic, but I fucking love George Weasley.
I know.
I fucking die every time he shows up and Draco calls him the business weasel.
Thank you.
Thanks. I love that so much.
His nicknames for the weasels.
Oh God, business weasel is the best. Because you can see like his characterization to me was so visual. Like when I was going through and like just reading it the first time, I could see him showing up in these like gaudy cheese suits with the gold ear and like just being so over the top with it.
And
it was great. And it was definitely that like punch of humor. Like every time he showed up, you knew that like something was either going to be funny or like, you know, somebody was going to get roasted.
I feel like George doesn't get enough love. Like he's not side character enough. We love him so much. I love him and Fred. I really wanted him to be Hermione's bestie.
Yes. And it was so good. And I love how you paired him with Daphne.
I know. That just kind of happened.
But they like that characterization, like they just seemed like just two little peas in a pod. Like they were conspirators.
Yeah.
And it was great. The other thing that I wanted to ask about was, how did you plot out the Death Eater part and the Lucius part and the Theo not senior part and the evil that was coming for them?
That was like one of the first things I came up with, was that like the big bad was going to be, spoiler alert.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
sorry. <Stop now. laughs> Pause if you're going to read it, but. Yeah. Was going to be Theo's dad.
Right.
I wanted him to be this mad scientist type that was like Voldemort's right hand, who did all these crazy experiments on both his son and others. I'm sorry that I gave Theo that much trauma, but like it just, it had,
I mean, like he had, yeah, trauma on trauma on trauma in this one, but he was so, so great. Still classically Theo.
A sweetie.
Yes. And I love how you made him a healer so he could be Hermione's like doctor.
I know. I loved that too.
It's so cute. And he can't keep a secret to save his life.
Poor anxious guy. Just so scared of Draco.
Those are some of my favorite parts is when Draco's trying to chase him down to like get the information and he's like, nope. Can't see you. I'm not here. Like, I know something's wrong. Nope, nothing's wrong. You're fine. It's fine. Everybody's fine.
People in the comments be like, he can't violate doctor patient confidentiality. And I'm like, you guys, this is about wizards,
right? There's no HIPAA.
He's not going to, but like,
all right,
he's different.
Yeah, can't violate doctor patient. He's like, this is my best friend and my other best friend.
Yeah.
No. I know. I love, there's so many things. Like, how long did it take you to write the whole thing?
So I took a long break because I got pregnant myself. And I was like,
I love that pregnancy trope so much. I just inflicted it on myself.
Feels icky. I can't write this right now. So I took a really long pause. It was probably like, well, it was more than 9 months.
Yeah.
And then I came back to it. And in the end, it probably, it took like 2 years with that break.
Right.
Maybe a little bit longer. But I brought like a beta reader in and she's fantastic. And she really helped me because I also, when I came back, I didn't want to read what I had written because I was like, I don't know. It's like hearing your own voice. I would want to fix stuff. And I was like, I'm not fixing anything. It's published. And right.
And it's been published.
Yeah. Told me if I had any inconsistencies after, because I pretty much remembered, but I was like, I can't read it. So
you were afraid of what, the cringe? And then you just be like, just take it down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No. I'm so glad you did it.
And I finished it. I had the outline. It had a beginning, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to put that down. And another thing that I prefer to write like scenes. So when you publish serially, you kind of like have to write in chronological order and it's like, I don't doing that. So I think in the future I might wait to publish.
Wait till it's fully finished and then like release it on a schedule or just like pop the whole thing out.
So it's like, I don't really want to write the scene where they're, I don't know, fighting right now. I just want comfort.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I can see that. But, you know, here's my problem with that is I would only want to write comfort and then I would have this like fluff. Like, it would just have a fluffy fic. There would be, it'd be like fluffy smut. So I guess that's,
I mean, happens to me. I swear, like, I'm like sitting in front of the screen, my fingers are out on the keys, and then I black out.
And nothing comes out.
And then something crazy comes out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. There you go. I mean, that's better. It's better like, when something crazy comes out.
Like, why is Theo being tortured right now?
Well,
that's it.
That's it. I'm no longer here. The muse has taken over.
Yeah.
She wants Theo to be real messed up.
My bad.
The characterization of Lucius in a lot of fics, he's always bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I've read a whole bunch where he's extremely redeemed and, you know, he's chill and he just wants to, you know, like have a good relationship. Right. But in this one, he starts out one way and ends up another because he learns that Hermione's pregnant. So he's part of the plan. He's part of the big bad plan.
Yeah.
To come in and mess everything up. And then he learns that she's pregnant. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, shit. How did that come about? Was that he just wrote it? Like, he just came out and was like, nope, that's not how it's going to happen.
So I was like, basically, yes. I have this vision of Lucius where he is like a bad person, right? He is a bigot. He's awful, but he loves his family. So like, that's my vision of him. Like, he loves his wife. He loves his son. He loves the Malfoy name, but he's awful. So basically, he just took the wheel and he was like, okay, if I found out that my grandchild was present, he would flip. So I tried to make that come across that it was like, he's still bad. Like, he's here in the first place. He was totally ready to kill Hermione. But I also thought if Theo and Draco are friends, and Lucius probably knew Theo since he was a baby, loved him, like, how would he feel about Theo being tortured? I feel like that disillusioned him to what Not Senior was doing as well. Like,
right.
Have we lost the plot here? Is this what I really want? So that's basically where he took that and
went. Yeah, right. Like, at this point, in order to further our cause, we're now torturing our kids.
Yeah.
Right. He was like, now I'm not going to torture my grandkid. That's a baby.
Yeah.
I have limits.
Adam, that was his.
Everybody has a hard limit. I found it interesting because I was just looking back at when I had downloaded The Best Mistake, like literally where you left off with the whip was like in the middle of the action. And I remember I was like, what's going to happen next? And then there was like silence.
And that was me.
No, yeah, I know that now. But I was just like, what happened? Please tell me she didn't quit this. Is she going to abandon this? Oh. And then after a while, I was like, okay, you really need to just like stop worrying about it. Just subscribe to it. Like, just go in there and like hit the subscribe. And, you know, if anything comes, like, it will be the best day ever.
And here we are.
And what do you know? Later, it came. And so like, as soon as I got that notification, I was in and loved the way that it all worked out in the end, which we're not going to spoil the whole end. I mean, obviously, know some things.
Yeah.
But you have to go read it because it is freaking amazing. I do love Draco in this because he goes through it. Poor guy.
He lives it a little bit.
He does. He always does. But
yeah.
And I loved how he kind of just made this decision that this was happening and he was just going to go with it. He was at the point where he did not want to fight Hermione anymore. And he was just like, I'm just going to be underhanded with this. We're just going to take this into our own advisement and we're just going to make her see that this is the right choice.
Right. And he maybe was a little misguided, like maybe when it got up wrong, but he tried.
He tried so hard.
I just love very dramatic Draco. I just find a lot of humor in it. So
he's such a drama queen. And the whole like soft courting.
Yeah.
They were like, everybody was like, what is that? That doesn't exist. And he's like, well, I've just made it up. And they're like, yeah, obviously.
That's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. And then the whole situation with he's doing everything to try to get Hermione to kind of like pay attention and notice. And she is just not having it. She's in her own little world with everything that's going on. And she's like, no, he's not. No, he's not. And Ginny's like, yes, he is. Hello, are you fucking blind? And then she was like, oh shit.
But that was like what I wanted to make her like major character flaw. She's ignorant. Like, she purposefully, willfully is ignorant too.
Right. Well, and I think there's that kind of thing where she doesn't see herself as other people see her.
Yeah.
So she's very, it's not that she's not self-aware, because she is, But it's, she's self-aware to a point. She's only self-aware to like her task list, like the things that she needs to get done. She's like, oh, I have the energy to do this. I can do this. But when it comes to like people being interested in her, she's like, I have no clue. Like what? Like the fact that Ron was cheating on her and she had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
What is next? What do you have going on?
So I've got a few things that I'm working on. One has the first four chapters published. It's called Full Disclosure, But I Thought You Knew. And it's a secret kid fic, but there's a twist and there's dual timelines like through eighth year and the present. So it is basically like eighth year one is how Hermione and Draco ended up getting together in eighth year and what the misunderstanding or whatever happened is that Draco doesn't know about his children and they think that he knows about them. Yeah, it's a little bit different. Okay. Like they think that he...
go ahead.
So Hermione thinks that there's a misunderstanding kind of, and Hermione thinks that Draco breaks up with her, doesn't want to be with her, doesn't want anything to do with the kids. She thinks he knows about it. So she tells the kids that they're twins.
Uh-huh.
She tells the twins that he's just too busy for them. And that's why he's not around. And like the daughter is like obsessed with him. And she has like, every time he's mentioned in the Daily Prophet, she like clips it out and keeps it. And it's announced that he's engaged. So the kids make up a plan to go and meet him because he must not be that busy anymore because he's going to start a family. So they think, God. Oh, now it's time for us to go meet him.
Yeah. What's the time gap here? How old are they?
They are six, but they're like...
they're going to go meet their dad. They're like, how are we doing this? So they're like roping people into this.
And they do it like six-year-olds. So it's like the plans aren't good. But yeah, I love writing twins because I have a twin sister. I love writing George too. Like there's just something.
Yeah. So you can get into the mindset very easily.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I saw that on your AO3 and it looked to me. Okay. So I read this one called Good Night You by Likely Unfinished. And hopefully one day I'll get her on here. So it is kind of, it's not the same thing, but it is sort of like Draco and Hermione are together. Hermione gets pregnant. They're supposed to like run away with each other. She's supposed to marry Ron. And it's also this misunderstanding. He's like, meet me here. She doesn't show up for like hours. And he just gives up. He's like, she obviously married him because it was literally on the day that she was supposed to get married. And he's like, I'm not going to stand around here and wait for somebody who's not coming. And like 10 minutes after he leaves, she shows up.
I haven't read that one, but it sounds like something I would.
It's emotional damage. All right. Mm-hmm. So when I saw yours, I was like, am I going to hurt?
Yeah.
I was like, oh God. Yeah. This one is, it looks painful. The other one that's kind of like that is Aparicium.
Oh, I love it. That is like one of my favorites.
That one is so great. And it's done in such a different way. Like it didn't hurt as bad as Goodnight You. Goodnight You was like, they don't, she, it, all these things happen and they like never get together and she sends him letters. He never gets them. And so she just basically is like, okay, this is never happening. And like literally the kids are like in college by the time like they get their shit together, like 20 plus years.
Love the, you never returned my letters. What letters?
Yeah. So yeah, there's a whole thing. Like, I don't want to like start doing the plot of another fic, but
yeah,
I mean because I will,
but I would love to read it and
yeah, and it has a sequel, so there's a lot of like new storylines and new things going on, which is great. She does it really, really well, so if you want to like cry and hurt, go for it.
Always I gotta find a good time, like you, I have to like be in that right I want to cry part,
right?
Or
yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of things going on in the fic, and it's, I mean, the Draco and Hermione part of it is only like a quarter. It's there's so much stuff going on, but their story is so like, oh my God, like so painful. Where I found Aparicium to be healing because they finally got their shit together, and like immediately upon them coming back together, it was like, oh, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, this is crazy. We have been really stupid. Like, let's correct our mistake. Where in Goodnight You, they're like, no, we're just Like, there's no getting through to us right now.
You don't deserve to be happy.
Right. Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. They both punish themselves so badly. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, when the sequel is finally ready to go, that they will get their shit together and make amends like they need to. So that one is called...
That's called Full Disclosure. And then it's like parentheses. But okay. I thought, I will, like, just so people know, because I think some people don't like this. It's like the not pot in it, like the Harry and Theo relationship. Like, they have their own POVs and like own chapters about their relationship. So I just, like, full disclosure on that. There, it's not just Draco and Hermione, like, as the main character.
Yeah, we love the not pot POVs though.
My favorite side pairing.
So what's your favorite not pot?
My favorite is The Heir to the House of Prince, which is like gorgeous masterpiece. If you read it, read those tags, because it's dark, 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 gorgeous.
Is it all not pot?
It is not pot. Like, that's the main pairing, but okay. It also has Snoopin', which is different.
Oh,
but it works.
The Heir to the House of Prince.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very long, and there's multiple fics in it. Very, very, very good as well.
All right. I will have to plug that guy in there, see what that's about.
It's crazy, but
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
At some point, you're like, wait, where am I? Who am I? What am I reading? Warn
you that there is so much trauma in that one, but
oh no,
it's good. It's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The not pots that I love are like Divination for Skeptics, where they're just so chaotic together that it's just the silliest shit.
That is like the best Theo. I love Theo in that one.
Keeps getting arrested just to feel something. Tell me about this, like, this one shot. It's the Don't Get Sad, Get Even.
Yeah. So
I want to know about this.
So that one is smut.
Yes.
And I was just like, I want, like, very soft, 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 soft Dom Draco. Like, that's a surprise.
Okay.
It's like, oh, this is what's happening?
Right.
Like, surprise. Like, Hermione thinks she's completely in control of the situation. And then they get there and it's like, oh no, you know, the whole time. But yeah, so that's basically that fic. It is just smut. Also, like, it's fun, you know, it's fun smut.
Yeah, because I'm very into the Quidditch player Draco.
Me too. We need more of that as well.
Right?
We need more.
Quidditch player Draco is hot. I don't know. He hits different.
Mm-hmm.
He hits so different. What's your favorite Quidditch Draco?
Oh, what's the one? I can't remember the name, but it's like, it's got Scorpius in it. And
is it Proximate?
Hermione comes to, and she like has Scorpius in the stands sometimes.
Proximate?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. My favorite too.
Why can't I think? I couldn't think of the name.
Another one that's really, really great is A Jersey.
Oh yeah. Oh, classic. So good.
That's so good. That's, isn't there a Scorpius in that one though? Yes, there is. Right? There's a Scorpius and a Jersey. Together.
Yes. Sometimes, like, it all starts to become like one massive fan fiction.
That's what I was saying on one of the last episodes. I was just like, okay, so we've jumped into this so hard that there are so many, like, they all just exist on the same plane. And it's just one long, never ending Hermione. And we love
and
that.
I eat it up
every time. I'm trying to find a jersey on my thing because I'm like, is there a Scorpius in that? Because my brain leads me to think that there is a Dilf Draco tag on this.
Is that the one Pansy's involved?
No, I think it's Ginny.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. She wanted it because she hated Quidditch and yes. Ron was being such a dick about it. So she basically is like, no, fuck you. And she goes so hard into like revenge that Ginny's like, you know, what's the worst revenge you could ever, ever do is to get a Malfoy jersey and root for the opposite team. Like that is the only way that he's ever going to see that you really fucking hate him.
Spiteful Hermione is the best.
The best. But but what happens after that, she gets way more than a jersey.
Oh, she does. And she deserves that.
She does. Definitely deserves it. So if you are down with Quidditch Draco like we are,
yes.
A jersey for sure, Proximate.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be the greatest thing you've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, are you sure? No, I'm definitely sure. Oh, season pass. That's the other one.
This ass, yeah.
Season pass of this ass.
What a that great.
One. Oh, it's Might Be Writing.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Might Be Writing. Season pass to this ass. That is another grand. Well, now we're in the Quidditch player dream.
Yeah, now we're here.
Like, what is your favorite thing about this fandom? What is it that keeps you like going since, you know, you've been reading it since you were about 8?
Too long. Like an embarrassing.
You're thing. Like, this is my life now.
It's such an important part of my life.
Right?
I think that it is the amazing quality of the fix for free. So good. It is like crack. They're just so addicting. And I've been in this addiction for over a decade. It will never let me go. But I think that's my favorite. And I love, like, I'm in the Jermaine fan fiction writers, like, Facebook group and Discord. And I just love, like, gushing with, like, other super fans.
Yes.
Like, getting recs from other people. And then it never ends. There's always more. There's more crack. Always.
We just keep churning it out. We keep turning out the crack for sure. I'm in like the Wizarding Whips Discord. Are you in there?
No, but I will join. I just got on Discord for that.
So right, like, I'll send you an invitation to that one because it's new stuff all the time. And you can go in there and nominate like a fic that you find. That's a work in progress. And if you want like other people to scream about something with.
I always do.
Like that is the place. So we have like, there's so many new fics on there. The obviously Bloody Slutty and Pathetic.
Oh, I've heard so many great things about that. I have to read that.
You have to.
I haven't started it yet.
Okay, well,
I love Falling Lips and I should.
You absolutely have to because it is, like I always say, like I'm going to talk about it. It's just, I should not call it the Jermaine effect. I should just call it the Bloody, Slutty, and Pathetic fan podcast.
It's like, how can I talk about
it? How can I mention this in every single fucking episode? Let's try. It's a marriage law and it's such a different take on them because Draco is like this, he's very bad, but at the same time, all he wants to be is good for Hermione. So it's this like undercover, like he's just an asshole, but he only wants her to pay attention to him. He wants to do everything for her. He would be like a house husband, like he would like clean her shoes with a toothbrush.
Sold.
It's so good, but he's also the worst. He's also like murderer. Killer, convicted felon, like
we love
Theo in this is he's a mess and we love him for it. They're two little dirty peas in a pod together and they come as this little matched pair and they kind of just, they have these little things with each other where it's kind of like you can tell that they're just twisted in the same way and they've been with each other for so long that they're just like
they've twisted together,
twisted brothers and but also sexual partners. Like
I'm sold.
So fucking good. I bow down to that fic. For sure.
That's the other thing I'm working on is a Dreomini for a fest. So like I'm very into it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. But this isn't Dreomini because Hermione is Draco's wife in this and he does not share. Okay. Nobody can even talk about her.
We like, love that too.
If Theo flirts with her, Draco's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah.
He will, nobody talks about her.
We love that obsessive Draco tag. Oh,
he is beyond. He is beyond possessive in this one. He's like, people say things about her to him and he's like, yeah, you need to die. Like you need to be like brutally murdered as a result of saying something about my wife.
Yes.
Yeah, he cuts off Marcus Flint's fingers for just touching her arm.
That is
in the middle of like a ministry function. Zero.
I cannot wait to read this now. Like I will literally hang up from this.
Yeah, seriously. So there's 13 chapters right now and it's Sunday when we're recording this and they usually post on Sunday. So hopefully by the end of today there'll be 14 chapters and
yay!
Be just as obsessed as we are.
It already, did you say fingers?
Yeah.
Cut off his fingers?
Feel so sorry. Yeah. So there's this one, I have to say it because it's literally, I can't get it out of my head. So Adrian and Marcus are sort of together in this. And so they're Adrian Pusey, the whole like pure blood Death Eater adjacent bad side. They're trying to get Draco to come over, but he's now married to Hermione. So obviously he's not, because, you know, he's married to, you know, a muggle born. Like he's not, he's furthering her cause, but he's also underhandedly fucking everybody else up at the same time. So he's blackmailing all these people and he's got shit on everybody and he's in, his fingers are in everybody's pockets. So it's sort of this mafia type thing. Mm-hmm. But so Marcus obviously touches Hermione and that gets his fingers cut off. And so Adrian is like, well, that's bullshit. And he says something and then Draco goes off on him too. So at this one point, Hermione receives this package and he's like, oh, here, this is for you. And it's these two emerald brooches from Adrian. And he's like, she's like, why is he sending me all this? And Draco takes it from her and he's like, oh yeah, you don't need these. And she's like, well, why is he sending me two brooches? And she's like, and he goes, well, because he said two things about you. And I, you know, like I told him I'd kill him twice. So he's sending me these two. This is a gift for me, basically, not for you. Like it's a buy-off for
me. Apology.
It's an apology. I'm sending your wife jewelry. He's like, but you're not ever going to wear any other man's jewelry. And so like in this scene later, Theo shows up somewhere and he's like, he had an emerald brooch. So he basically gave Theo this brooch and he's fucking wearing it because he knows if he sees anybody else, they'll understand where it came from.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's like these little things in there that you're just like, oh, this is so fucked up and I love it.
I can't wait. I've heard the mumblings about it and seen it.
Well, if you've watched any of my TikTok, it's pretty much.
Yeah. Yes. Like that's where I've seen.
It's 100% bloody slutty and pathetic. Like so stupid. I need to get a life.
No, like that, this is the life.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyhow.
And that was bloody slutty and pathetic corner.
And that, my friends. Uh-huh. And we've lost all the listeners.
If I was them, I would have like stopped listening to go get on AO3.
Oh, it's so fucking good. I don't even know like where I came upon it. It was probably some rec on TikTok that I had not. I like all of a sudden it was just like, bing, here's this thing. And or somebody sent it to me. I don't remember. I mean, like that's how, I don't know. I've been in it for like 13 weeks already. I think there was only like two chapters when I started. So it's, yeah, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle that I'm willing to live. That's for sure.
Just add another tab.
Right? Oh.
Add another.
I don't even know like what my subscriptions are. Like my bookmarks is disgusting. I think it's like 200 and something.
Yeah. Like my husband like pulled up my phone to use it. And he was like, why do you have 52 tabs? Why don't you clear these? And I'm like, I haven't read them yet.
I haven't read them yet. Shut up. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know how many I have open on my phone. It's probably 8 million at least.
It's too much. But never enough at the same
time. Never enough. Back to the full disclosure. Mm-hmm. What's your plan for that? Like, because I see that it has question mark amount of chapters. So are we just rolling?
I did just I outlined it and I have the number of chapters done and I just finished another chapter. It is nice. With my beta reader, the same beta who worked on The Best Mistake.
Nice.
She is like hopping over to this one too, because she's amazing.
Yes. We love the beta readers, the unsung heroes of the entire fandom.
Truly amazing. And so like thank you for helping me sort this madness out. This insanity,
right?
Like it's going, but yeah, so I've started working on that, and then I have a few others that I'm like working on that are not published yet, like the Dreomini one, and then I'm also doing the Last Drabble Writer Standing right now.
Oh,
still in the competition. It's like week four, I think, now.
Nice.
So I haven't been booted yet, but it's probably coming soon. But it's been a lot of fun. It's my first time doing it.
So with that one, is there like, you have like word limits that you have to hit, or is it?
Yeah, it's like different word limits each week. I think this one is 400 words. So
it's usually different prompts every week.
Yes. It's been fun. It has definitely challenged me because I've never written short form like that before. 300 words to write about this one specific thing.
And you can basically write whatever you want, as long as it's Dramione.
Yeah, as long as Dramione is in it. They're both in it. And it follows whatever the theme is for. Mm-hmm. Like last week, it was sloth.
Oh.
Because it's like vices and virtues is the theme of the competition this time. Yeah. And last week it was sloth and this week it's pride. But I haven't started yet. So I've got to.
You're like, it's due like tomorrow. No.
It's due in a couple of days, but it's fine. I'll get
fine. It's only 400 words.
Yeah.
So how many writers start out in that?
I think 30 started out.
Okay.
And then like the first week, no one gets booted.
Right.
And, like, it's 5 every week after that. So we're on week 4. I just want to make it to like week 3. I saw a bunch of people like, as long as I make it to week 3, I'll be happy. And so I made it past that. So I'm happy. And
so where are they publishing those? Is it?
They are on there's like an AO3 account for it. Yeah. I think it's Last Hermione Writer Standing. Yeah, 3. I have to publish mine because most people like publish their own like after they've been revealed, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Mine will be popping up as like, probably like I'll call it Drabbles or something. That's I've written, but
because they are very small.
But I thought I can never get enough of those two. So why not just keep going, keep the train going.
It is so fun. You know, like we were saying earlier, just seeing what people can do with them.
I know.
And like, what's next? Like how crazy can it get? Mm-hmm. Like I just read one yesterday that was really, really great. And it was called Love, Draco. And it's an Omegaverse. He ends up going to Azkaban the day that he finds out that Hermione is his Omega.
Oh my God.
And so then it's kind of done through like them writing letters to each other, most of it. So it's that like epistolary style, like till the ink runs dry, which
that is in my top 10 for sure.
That thing, so fucking good. But it's kind of the same thing, but they're trying to like figure out their relationship because they, you know, he's, when they find out he's already listed as an alpha, but nobody knew she was an omega. She like all of a sudden shows up as an omega. She goes to like defend him at his trial and they like finally see each other and figure it out, like that they're supposed to be together. And so then they literally have to take him to prison for 6 months.
Oh no.
But yeah, it's so good.
That one, what's that one called?
That one's called Love Draco by Daddy DLM, all caps.
Oh,
I have it on. I'll send it to you, but I'll tag it in the show notes too, because it's not very long, but it's so good.
I've been loving Omegaverse fix lately. I just had to explain what the Omegaverse is to my sister. She was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, there's a third gender. There's a third thing. And yeah.
And she, does she read Hermione?
Omegas.
Does she read Hermione?
She does. But she's not like as in deep. Like she was not a Tumblr girly.
Back in the
day. Like when I was using my internet access that was not being watched by our parents to like read fan fiction, she was like talking to boys on AIM. Like we're very different. But
she was in chat rooms and you were on fanfic.net.
And I was on mugglenet.com, like listening to the wizarding bands. That were popping up at the time. But so I have explained the Omegaverse to her. Maybe she'll pop in. I should send her all you want, because that's
gateway. Oh yeah. That one, that was the I think I've talked about this before, but that was the first, and I accidentally read it. I didn't realize what it was.
Know what you were getting into?
I did not know.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. And then I was very surprised that I was like, oh, I'm down with this. I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck is this, first of all? And where can I read more?
Like, what's next? Suddenly you start reading them like, oh good, this one's Omegaverse.
Seriously. Yeah. And it's almost like the one of the people in the Bloody Splutty and Pathetic Discord this morning was like, I just have a question. Like, have we always been this unhinged, or is it just this fic that's bringing it out of us? And we were like, well, I think it's kind of just been bubbling under the surface. And now we've realized that there's something here.
Yes.
There's something in the water, and we really like it. You have to embrace the unhinged, embrace the Omegaverse. Otherwise, I don't know. You don't last.
You're not ready for it. My sister, she'll like dabble in. She'll come back every couple of months, be like, "So, well, what's a Dramione I should read?" So she's
she read yours.
She's this is funny. She DNF'd it.
Are you serious?
She did because they don't dance at the wedding. Literally, the very beginning, she was like, "I don't understand why you didn't make them dance." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "They don't dance at the wedding." I'm annoyed, and she quit reading it. So she has not read it. She's not finished it. And I was like,
imagine.
I thought about having them dance. Like,
no, why are they dancing?
I know. I thought about like having them dance, like when they get together at the, it's a birthday party, right? The George's birthday party.
Yes.
I thought about like having them have like a dance moment then. And then out of spite for my sister, I was like, you know what? There will be no dancing in this fic because she DNF'd it because they don't dance. It wouldn't have made sense.
No, it wouldn't have. Absolutely not.
Like, she's not happy to be sitting there. No. They just get drunk.
She doesn't even want to be there. He doesn't want to be there. Neither of them want to be there.
They're at their ex's wedding.
Yes.
And they're at the sad table.
Yeah.
They're at, like, the pity invite table. But, yeah, she DNF'd it.
She should not get a Christmas present this year.
I agree. I did just get her to read Remember Us as War, and she liked it. So.
Okay. Maybe all right.
But... maybe she'll try it again.
Dance at the wedding.
I'm gonna send this to her and be like,
I'm like, wait, okay, so what is the fic that has them dancing the most?
Yeah,
I don't know. Meet Your Match, they dance a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, you should send her that and be like, here's your fucking dancing. Are you happy now? Are you fucking happy now?
A one shot where they like are under a spell where they can't stop dancing together.
This everybody, they dance together like 10 times.
This is a spite one shot for my sister.
Hope you're happy.
But yeah, my own sister DNF'd my fic.
Yeah, it's very sister-like. That's some sister shit to do.
Yes, it is. Megan, if you're listening, fuck you. JK.
Nah, but seriously, no.
Like, my husband wants to read it too, but I won't let him.
No.
In it. Like, this is a private part. You can't read it. He's like, I could find it if I wanted to.
Like,
well, no. Don't look. This is for me.
Some things are not meant for us as a couple, or some things are just not meant for you.
This is the private part. This is my escape.
Do you like writing smut?
I do. I like reading smut. I like writing smut. It does feel a little bit weird, like, especially like reading it back, like I said earlier, like reading what I've written. I feel like it's just a nice way to like express a part of yourself that like maybe you don't get to express that often. Like, I love a BJ scene, and that might be like a part of the, there is one in A Cruel and Beautiful World. And I think that it just like I said, it changed my mind to rewire my brain at a young age.
Now it's branded on your conscience. You're like,
I just need another one.
Yeah. I mean, a good BJ scene is pretty fucking great.
Uh-huh. We love. Yeah. Love.
We love. We here at the Dramione Effect do appreciate a good BJ scene.
Dramione Effect podcast approved.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I should just make a list of the best BJ scenes out of every fanfic that I've read, and just be like, this is my comprehensive Dramione Effect approved list of BJ scenes, guys. Mm-hmm. Nobody asked for it, but here you are. You're welcome.
Honestly, I feel like people are too afraid to ask for it, but it's what they want.
They're like, please, could you just scour the internets and find us all of the best Dramione BJ scenes. And I'm here. I'm working here for you.
This is a curated list, expert curated blowjob scene.
I'm like, wait, what's the last one that I read that was really great? Oh, Mad Love. That was a good one. That was a great BJ scene. Yeah, by Ness Book Corner. That was a good one. That's actually a really great fic too. And she just put out a second one called The Prince of Crime.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's real good. Last great BJ scene that I just read. There you go. You heard it here first, guys.
And that's very first.
The very first curated.
That's the stamp. The BJ stamp of approval.
That would be a great, top tens. To do my next one. I'll take that into advisement. Thanks. So where can people find you on social media or online?
So I'm on AO3 and I'm also on TikTok. I'm still trying to like find my niche on TikTok. I've only made self-promo TikTok so far, but I want to like branch out into like maybe wrecking stuff. So we'll see. I'm like afraid to show my face because I was a teacher before I like became a stay-at-home parent, and I probably will go back to being a teacher. So it's like, this has to be a private part of me, but I will make like Rex as a faceless being.
Well, I mean, some, you can do that little thing where it's just like your eyes and your mouth.
Yeah, maybe I'll be like being Apple.
And you can change your voice too. Like, yeah, that's what the funniest.
Love it.
Yeah, you can do that. So you can like stay relatively anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, but yes, yeah, so I'm on TikTok and I'm on AO3, and that's where you can find me.
That is where you can find Chels Writes a Fic. It has been such a pleasure to have you on and to talk about BJs. So
yes, if you ever want to talk about BJs, just drop me a message. I've got something to say. And
we have thoughts. We definitely have thoughts. Yes. All right, guys. Well, that does it for today's episode. And as always, go read some goddamn Dramione. Bye.